TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey everybody, it's Tim, the TN TanCast, coming at you with a pre-show announcement! So normally we record the show where we're all on different parts of the country and we're Skyping in and I splice it all together. This time we are all dumping all our audio into this very iPhone I'm recording on right now while we're sitting in Andy's hotel room in San Francisco, California. He was there for Dreamforce and we all got together and we had some dinner and we recorded an episode. But Andy was a little worried that we might disturb the other hotel guests, so he had us keep the volume a little low. So I apologize if you can't hear some parts. I tried to boost it. We'll see how well it works. But for the most part, you should be able to hear the whole episode. But I just wanted to warn you that it's a little different than normal. And with that said, let's get on with the show. Yeah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we're more inappropriate than ever because we're all together in the same place, Andy's hotel room in San Francisco. Wait. Didn't I just say this in the intro? Yeah, there's no point in saying this twice. Wait, whatever. Let's just start the show.
TanCast.
No, I only heard you say cock.
3-1 cock. 3 cocks in a row.
No,
there are 3 cocks.
That's right. Take them out.
Let's touch them together.
You know what they say, when the cat's away, the pussy's gone.
Ryan's down.
He can't smell.
No, he can't. He's a comedian.
Yeah, but
he does not have a sense of smell. He does a joke about it. He did a joke about it. And then one time we were at somewhere, and I was like, hey, it smells like feet. He's like, I can't tell. I'm like, what? You know, I can't smell. I'm like, I thought that was just a joke he did.
Did you really not think it was true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. Comedians make up all sorts of shit.
For some reason, I thought it was true. I believed him.
Bill Cosby said he was faithful to his wife.
No.
They make up all sorts of shit.
I bet she knew.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure she did.
Sanctioned it.
She's like, not that one, but that one.
There was one story when I was reading the wife was there, like, around. I was like, fuck.
Bill, stop roofing the fatties. Come on, man. Have some pride. What?
Oh, that's what the wife was saying. I was like, wait, Yes. They're fat now? I thought another story came out.
No. That would be terrible. Like, that's not what's really terrible. They were fat.
We've heard so many Cosby rape stories. This one almost went under the carpet, but turns out she's fat. Now it's news. By the way, welcome to TanCast.
We're here together, all in one room.
Naked.
I know what Andy looks like.
Finally. After so many years.
We've all known what Andy
is. No.
Oh?
No. We've never known.
I'm mysterious.
You are mysterious.
Yes.
Not as mysterious as Noah's stroke he's apparently had. Bye, Andy.
It's just me and Tim. Oh, yeah.
My charger beard.
Why did you bring that?
Is there a game?
Just in case we wanted to make a video. So now I have a way to disguise myself and muffle my voice, which is great for audio.
That's fine, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a thing.
It's a thing.
Looks like you got clown pubes on your face.
Yeah, I feel bad for the listener. Or maybe I feel bad for me.
I'm not sure. You know what's funny? It smells like clown pubes.
What do clown pubes smell like?
Funny.
Cotton candy and scotch.
Is that someone's
David
joke?
Tell. It's like some smells don't go well together. Like, I love cotton candy, yum, and scotch whiskey, yes. But those two smells together, that's just a weird funk. Like, what happened? Someone fuck a clown in here?
David Tell was in a movie I saw.
Trainwreck.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did you see it, or I told you?
You told me and Danelle told me.
Okay.
My wife.
I don't know how thick these walls are, so we may want to.
Okay.
Lower the volume.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to TanCast on the Light FM.
I bet these walls are thick. People like to fuck.
Yeah. This is true. Where are we at?
the Westin St. Francis
Tower. Come find us.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. This episode won't be out till Andy is long home.
In that case, room 309.
Yeah, come get that man pussy.
Come knock on the door, see who shows up.
I'll tuck it back for you.
He enunciated that time, so I heard him.
He'll play Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses.
To you. That's from the movie.
Yeah.
Silence.
Of the Lambs.
Of the Goats.
Lambs.
Oh.
Meh.
I think I saw a knockoff.
Oh.
No wonder I didn't think that deserved to win Best Picture.
Anthony Popkins.
Why is this dude fucking a goat going...
And it was Spody Foster.
Did I ever mention that, ever mention that he's only in the movie for like 15 minutes total screen time?
No.
Yeah. Something like that. Wow. Some very low amount. May not be exactly 15 minutes, but not... You,
check your facts.
Compared to like what an impact he seemed like. He seems like he's just all up in that movie. Not in that movie that much.
He got a supporting Oscar for that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. That movie cleaned up that year.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster won. He won. The script won. The movie won. The director won.
It was an excellent movie.
It was. If you enjoyed Silence of the Lambs, by all means, never see Hannibal.
The show or the...
No, the show I'm sure is fine. I haven't watched it yet. I've heard great things. The movie, sorry. I should specify. Yes, do not see the movie.
The one with What's-Her-Fuck taking over for Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, yeah.
She was also in some of the movies, though.
Jodie Foster?
Oh, never mind. You were talking about the movie again. Still, yes. Sorry, I got confused.
Noah's drunk, everybody.
Stephanie
wanted
to see that movie because she'd never seen it. And that would be like, oh, you want to watch it now? And because I guess I asked her too much about it, she just would refuse it. She would just, to be spiteful, just be like, no, I'm not going to watch it now.
Oh, is this your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Ex-wife!
She's like, no, I'm not going to. I'm like, really? What the? I'm like, all right.
Does she or anyone that she knows listen?
I don't know.
Too bad. What a bitch.
Quump.
Sorry, no. She gets the full B.
Oh, she's taking down all women with her.
Nope. Just her. Just her. She lives in that hole alone.
It's a highlighter and a pin.
It's two things in one. That's the kind of sweet-ass like swag you get. Wouldn't you pay $1,600 for the ticket? No, we got the early bird discount.
He didn't pay $1,000.
Yeah, my company paid
me. I was like, sweet Christ.
Yeah, you better give me something.
I'd be like, I'm staying home. Sorry, boss. You can go fuck yourself.
that did not come out of my pocket.
You get this sweet bag.
I don't get... Is it made of money? Is there money in the bag?
There might be a Tesla in it.
There might be. Check it out.
So Andy's won... He was saying he's won something every time he's come so far.
And $1,000 both times. $1,000 computer, $1,000 cash.
Nice.
You might want a Tesla.
Yeah.
We have to drive it home from here? That would be an inconvenience.
No, I think they deliver it.
It's going to be a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes? That's the Longhorn State. Speaking of Longhorns, that's from Muppets Tonight.
Yes, it is.
What? Did that start yet?
Oh, Muppets are coming back. No.
No, that's just the Muppets, and that starts not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like you watch it.
Oh, that shit's on DVR lock.
Yeah. I would erase my wedding video to make sure that thing got... I would not actually do that, honey. I would not do it. I can't do it. It's a DVD. You can't erase DVDs.
He's already erased it. He's thrown it away. He's broken it a million pieces.
What I'm saying is I accidentally recorded over a wedding video with the big game. Scrabble.
That is a big game. I like that clip where Fozzie is dating a human and the parents are like, if we have kids, where they can go to the bathroom in the woods? Hey, that is a stereotype and it is offensive. This is gonna be subversive Muppets again.
It is.
Does anyone play Monopoly anymore?
Here's the pitch. Oh shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
I mean,
I don't know.
My kids aren't old enough to play. So for like family night, that's not gonna happen.
I had a Marvel version, and I was like, I'm like, this thing's been sitting in my closet for. I'm like, I never have the desire anymore to like. I want to play some fucking Monopoly. I'm like, nope, that never happens.
No. Monopoly leads directly to stabbings.
We played Disneyland Monopoly once when you visited me in LA.
Oh, with Stephanie?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
You blocked out as much of that marriage as you could. Yeah. Well done.
She did not want to let me use her toothbrush either. I forgot my toothbrush. She's like, I'm not sure. I'm like, kiss each other.
You tongued my asshole. I don't know that she has or hasn't, but that's a funny thing to say.
Hey, everybody, guess why we're laughing? Just guess.
No spoilers.
I'm like, who? Does anyone ever play this game anymore? Does anyone give a shit about this game anymore?
I mean, not when there's like seen it shit that's interactive and you can watch television.
Do you remember why we didn't like 80s Trivia Troop? Did we just not know any of the answers?
We didn't know a ton of them, and then Jeff and Miranda knew none of them because they were so young.
So I gave that away. I was just like, I think we played it once or twice, and then we're like, fuck this game.
Speaking of which, are we ever having a game night again?
We haven't played Trivial Pursuit in a while.
That's as it should be. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you not like that game?
Meh.
It does get, just kind of drag on.
Hey guys, let's have a game night right now.
All right.
What game are we going to play? Okie Cookie?
No, Dick Touch.
That's not a hard game. Ooh, I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
Wait, are we all winners? Or all losers? I don't know.
Is that cheating?
Oh, on our spouses?
Yeah.
What time is it?
I mean, have you ever...
What time is it exposed?
...done over this scenario? Honey.
If me, Andy, and Noah touch dicks, does that count?
Is that okay?
Is this the kind of question I can ask at 1:20 a.m. Eastern?
No.
Okay.
Do I have a pass?
Can I?
I mean, you definitely can touch vaginas if you want. Maybe not. With Jason.
She might touch her vaginas with... I mean, just like in a friendly kind of way.
The logistics of that seems way harder. Like, we just pull it out and blah, blah.
Scissoring.
Blah. Yeah, but that's what I mean. They gotta commit to that shit. Like, we can just drive by, touch dicks, and keep walking. We gotta be like... you get down, I gotta get my underwear off. And I gotta get this leg over. No, move your fucking hair.
Wait, move your hair?
I don't know.
You know how
on women, her head.
You know how unkempt women are down there?
That's not what I meant.
It's like a Madonna wig just growing from betwixt their legs.
What's happening? It's like Harpo Marx down there.
Carrot top.
Hey, that's a no snake.
See, I keep trying to make the low one a thing, but nobody will do it.
The low one?
It's like a high five, but for best buds.
You touch your dicks so like a high five?
Well, it's like, you know, you go for the hug and you just, you know, like, oh, that's it.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A low one.
You don't take it out of the pants.
No, just... Like you were saying, you just fly by. It's like,
yeah, I'm still gonna go with it. Yeah, that's not gonna be a thing on my watch.
All right.
Chang Tan did a video about for 22 Jump Street where it's like you're brushing your hand against a crotch.
I recall that vaguely. I have that on Blu-ray.
I mean, it's kind of like what you except. Well, it's not you touching cocks. It's like him like kind of high-fiving your dick, but like just like a brush.
like he's putting a glaze on there.
You're not putting the glaze. He's putting the glaze. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, then I'm putting the glaze on him.
Oh, dear.
And he's sporting his Exercise That Tastes Like Bacon t-shirt, and he got commented on it many times tonight.
The weirdest people possible all to comment on it.
I mean, that's usually who randomly talks to you.
Yes, this is true.
It's not usually like normal people.
Yeah, so. Not like Johnny Normal, like, hey, might I try a conversation with you?
Yes.
Hi, I'm nuts. Now you're in my field of view.
Yeah, any random shit I like.
So, yes, the Exercise Doesn't Taste Like Bacon shirt is it's great. It's a conversation starter for all the craziest fucking conversations you wanted to have at 10 o'clock in a fucking downtown area.
You only have to wear crazy shit to have crazy conversations. No, this is how
true.
People just talk to you.
This is true, but this is like a neon sign for crazy conversations.
It's an invitation.
I did get the laser-like focus of all the crazy this evening.
If only Noah was wearing a slow gherkin shirt, we could have really seen
what. I don't even own that shirt anymore.
What?
I got rid of it.
Oh,
I know, sad.
We're slow gherkin number one super fan.
No. I mean, I don't know why I got rid of it. I don't know if it didn't fit me more.
You were like, I remember what happened.
I think I probably grew out of it.
Grew out of your fandom of slow
gherkin. Yeah, I like more.
I like the fast gherkin now.
Yeah.
I like more adult music.
Contemporary.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Some easy listening.
What's Yo Gabba Gabba? Yo Gabba Gabba isn't that adult music, is it?
No, it's a kid's show.
Okay, I'm like, wait, what?
I should have said the Wiggles.
I think adults love it, though.
Stoners do, definitely.
So it's got, like, the SpongeBob audience?
No, like, so much weird... I know, there's so much gray in it.
I'm touching Andy's beard.
He is.
And I don't mean Caitlin.
Because Andy's gay. He's not really gay, though.
And get married to
cover. Not that I know of. Is there anything you want to tell us about?
Confession time. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I'd said all I could say. Thought of some more things that should scare you away.
Usher.
Weird Al.
Uh-huh. Oh.
No, not particularly. All right, good. Carry on.
Huh? My wayward son.
Carry on. Do you watch Supernatural?
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Yes, I cannot think of Carry On Wayward Son without thinking of Supernatural.
Supernatural anime?
Really?
I believe it's on Netflix.
That's so weird.
They make anime every fucking thing.
Okay, fine. I'll take a look at it. But
I don't know if it's good.
I've never seen Supernatural.
So it's a kind of a common thing that when it's typically it's like the either the season finale or like the mid season pause forever, and they're gonna like leave you on a cliffhanger kind of thing, where they'll do the road so far, and like show you shit that's happened to like get the two brothers to where they are, and they invariably do it over Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. So it's become like a.
But isn't that the themes? Isn't that the intro to the show? Or no.
No. Well, only on the ones that they're doing like the road so far. It's like it's a big deal when they do Carry On Wayward Son.
For some reason, that song is really attached to that show to me.
Yeah, but it's only from like probably I don't know 10, 12 episodes so far, something like that. Yeah, it's like a big deal when that song shows up. And every time it does, my wife and I are like...
My wife?
For some reason, that's one of those shows where I think it just drug on too long for me.
I'm starting to kind of feel that way. Yeah, like, they keep doing crazy shit with it, but it's like... It's starting to feel like, what other crazy shit can we do? I mean, we stopped the apocalypse in, like, season 5.
Right, and that's what I mean, like, you know, how do you keep ramping up?
Yeah, it's interesting, like they literally beat the devil. It's like, where from there?
Well, like, shows like SVU, right? That I feel like I could just watch that show forever, just because, like, it's just, like, oh, someone got molested. Oh, we figured it out. Like,
that's the thing, is, like, no matter what show, what episode of SVU, it's like, you're watching, you're like, I think I've seen this one before. You haven't. It's a brand new episode. First time out that week. It's just so fucking formulaic. You have seen that show before.
But there's something very, like... And for some reason, it works for that show for me. Like, I'm like, oh, it just feels so familiar and comforting.
Like, but then you don't like CSI.
I think part of the reason I like
SVU... It's because they made a change. They got rid of Grissom, and Noah does not like change.
Well, like, they got rid of the characters I like. Well, so here's... SVU, I feel like, that has always been the same way. Where CSI used to be so much more interesting, like, they would have things that would carry over, like, throughout the episodes, right? And, like, Grissom was really engaged, such an engaging character, and then, like, everyone else was good, but, like, to me, he was, like, the heart of the show.
Yeah.
And after last time, I'm like, oh, I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, like, I don't find any of the other characters as interesting as I found Grissom.
Yeah. Also, when they let Warwick get shot in the neck, like, that was... I mean, I know that the actor was having some trouble right around that time, too, and maybe that's... he didn't get arrested until after that had happened, but I think that maybe that was like their come to Jesus moment of like, it's a cliffhanger. Does your character survive? You need to go to rehab, kind of situation. But yeah, like it just seemed like it wasn't that kind of show. If it was a Joss Whedon show, where it's like I will fucking kill a character because that's what I'm going to do because fuck your joy, I'm Joss Whedon. And you're going to love it because my dialogue is so fucking punchy and topical. Oh, God, I still love all his dialogue.
Who?
If Joss Whedon was here now, I'd probably suck his D.
He's the Ellis dialogue?
It's the love his dialogue.
Love his dialogue. Got it.
Yes.
See? Talk too fast.
I know. What's the delay?
No,
it's got a bad
connection. No, unplug your router.
Stop downloading porn in your brain. Yeah, so it seemed like... Like, the show seemed to be dragging a bit, and then when they shot Warwick, it seemed, like, desperate to me.
Well, Grissom wasn't gone yet when they shot Warwick.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I was trying to say. It was, like, even going back before they lost, like,
when they lost Grissom, Warwick eventually, too.
Yeah, when they came back from the season finale, Warwick was dead. Everyone's mourning Warwick.
Wait, Warwick died before Grissom left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember that. And didn't Warwick, like, do something bad in the show?
Yes. But I think that had been worked out already. I think Warwick's death was led into why Grissom ended up leaving. Like, that bothered him.
Well, it was a corrupt, like, cop or police commissioner or something like that that shot him to cover up something else that, like, Warwick was... Like, Warwick had found something, and the guy shot him to cover it up.
Right, yeah, he didn't get shot for whatever bad thing he did.
But he did do something bad.
Yes, early on.
Okay.
And then I think they worked through that.
Okay.
And they hardly ever mentioned it again.
Always got to be the brown fellow with the gorgeous blue eyes.
They got to get these tight shots of wounds.
And you liked it when that one, the lab guy, became a CSI guy, right?
Greg?
Yeah. I thought he was better in the lab.
I mean, his character totally changed in terms of his humor. Like, he used to be, like, funny, wacky, comic relief guy, and then, like, he just wasn't that anymore.
Yeah, so
he'd go, like, through some bad shit, where, like, you know, watch somebody die in front of him, or, like, get run over or something.
He ran over somebody.
That was it, yes. Yeah, I kind of felt like they were trying to make his character grow up by, like, making, like, we're going to punish Greg until he's an adult.
I mean, I do remember, though, when I first, like, before we got the DVDs, like, the first very, it was, like, the episode where, like, they had saved the girl, but then the guy got out and, like, killed her afterwards. It was a guy with, the guy from Office Space. Told me they could be me.
Oh, right.
Oh, Stephen Root.
Yeah, and, like, I was like, fuck this show.
I just remember Bree let us borrow the DVDs, and we watched the shit out of those DVDs.
Yes, we did.
That was like pre-Netflix. We were binge-watching.
It was gorgeous. Like, we watched another episode.
we were binge-watching before. It was cool.
And, like, we were all young enough that we could handle it. We could get up in the morning and be like, whatever. A couple hours sleep, everybody else.
Feel great.
Fuck it, I do that. And, like, when Daredevil came out on Netflix, I was like, I'll just watch one more. And then in the morning, I'm like, I want to die.
I did that with House of Cards one time. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, oh, I can't fall back asleep. I'll watch an episode, two episodes, three episodes, four episodes of House of Cards, and that'll be totally fine because I'm a responsible adult. Oh, my God.
Yes, not having enough sleep wrecks you as you get older. You're just like, I don't want to be anywhere.
I've mentioned this on 10Cast before, but the secret trick that my body plays on me to punish me, not a secret, I have to poo, like everything. Like, all the poo in the universe has to come out of me if I don't get enough sleep. Like, especially if I wake up too early.
I can relate to that.
Like, I wake up, like, the stomach is just like... It's like I got raptors living in there, and I go in, and it won't, like, it'll be like one
liquid. Chris Pratt's in there like, come on, poopies, come on.
I call this one blue.
Ironically, it's green.
It is.
Oh, you haven't seen Jurassic World?
I haven't either.
You haven't seen Jurassic World?
No, just get the reference.
But you've seen that trailer, right? Or you've seen that?
Yeah, no. I don't think I saw the trailer for that movie.
Oh, well, of course not, because they didn't make it out of quinoa and fucking kale.
You haven't seen that meme where it's Chris Pratt and he's standing
there? Yeah, I did see the meme where there people are doing the other animals, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only joke I was making.
Like three pugs.
Yeah.
Like, watch out, pugs. I'm dominating you. Yeah, that's a Chris Pratt thing for the movie. Star-Lord.
Oh, God. That's awesome. Sounded good.
Yeah, because I'm married.
Mine is optional.
Well, he's on a different coast.
Oh, this is true. Don't count. We can touch dicks. Different area. It's a different area code.
Wait,
no, it's dicks in a different area code.
Am I your different hoe?
you're my original hoe.
That's right. I'm OGH.
Oh, my God. Adam was in a meeting with somebody. They were trying to sell our company something, and it had to do with like recognizing phone numbers or something like that. And like, yeah, and you know, you can tell when like something comes in from, and she's like, you know, 810, that's Boston, and like, you know, 773, and that's Houston, or like whatever the fuck is. Like, this lady, like, I guess she just diverged from her sales pitch into like full autism mode, and was just like naming all of these like area codes. And the whole time she's doing that, Adam starts singing area codes to himself.
I thought you were gonna say he said it on the call.
No.
That'd be awesome.
No,
he just started playing it.
In different area. He had to text me from the meeting that this was happening in to like he's like, this has got to go to someone. I'm like, oh, yeah. So the evil shits with the not enough sleep. Oh, I was like, I thought that was a little special moment, but no, I just wanted to play with my new tag.
Now I'm playing with it with my pants.
Yes.
Shits.
The evil shits gag is like one will come flying out of me and it'll be like crampy and horrible and like liquidy and all that. And I'm done. I am spent. And I wipe and I get up and I get to the bathroom door and like number two is on deck.
two, because that's poop.
It is.
Poop's walnuts on it.
Want some of these walnuts? spread them around. Come on. Live large with these walnuts.
Do you remember when we were at the bookstore and we were... It's like some book 100 something recipes, and we're just like, you just put some walnuts on it.
That's where that started.
Yeah,
right. like, oh, because the book was so thin. I was like, how did they get that many in there? And he's like, it's the same recipe, but then just sprinkle some walnuts on it.
Recipe number one, dry macaroni. Recipe number two, raw cheese. Recipe number three, macaroni and cheese.
No.
No?
That's not the joke we were making.
Oh.
If you were making the like...
I'm making a different joke.
Why?
Why did you call those walnuts?
I that was you, man.
It's too fancy. To you.
You're like, I know walnuts.
hop in your TARDIS, go back and ask old Noah. Young Noah.
That comes back soon. Next week? This weekend.
Yes.
Doctor Who.
And we've now watched, I think, 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, that's right. You're not coming.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's close. Never popped with anything.
Yeah, well, then again, I just caught up with Modern Family last week.
You are ahead of this guy.
No, I was good with Modern Family.
No, this guy you beat there.
Yeah.
Blackish, though, we just fucking deleted it. Like, whatever.
Really? Oh, it's good.
not we're not recording it anymore, but just like, the ones we missed, like, fuck it, we missed them. We'll pitch the next ones.
Oh, so you are watching it still.
Well, when it comes back, we'll see.
That's to be seen.
Yeah. We haven't written it completely out yet.
That's the thing, like, Caitlin adds so many new things. She's like, oh, we gotta watch this, we gotta watch this, we gotta watch this. And then, like, so many of them, it's like, I wanna watch this with you. I'm like, there are limits to the number of hours in a day, in a week, in a lifetime that we're going to see each other. We cannot schedule more TV shows than we have of those hours.
It's legit.
Yeah, like, there's certain times where it's like,
why don't you... Do you have a sneak episode?
Sneak us out? No, because it'll say watched. Comcast rats you out.
Fuck.
I got TiVo. I got the real shit. And I can back that thing up and it will not say...
I got the real shit. I got the good shit. I'll just start sneaking episodes. You know you should never go watch this shit with you. Yeah, no, don't do that, Eddie. Don't watch without her.
No, but I don't do that, but I have...
I was talking to Tim.
No... End of Hell for a couple of different movies where, like, we're talking about something. Oh, Elysium's on. I'm gonna record that. We can watch it this weekend. I'm like, okay. I mean, sure, yeah, I'll watch it with you.
Again.
You've already watched Elysium, haven't you? I was like, yeah, it was on HBO like months ago, and I watched it in the middle of the night. She's like, God damn it, we were supposed to watch that together. I'm like, apparently we're supposed to watch everything together.
I remember one time I saw a movie on my own. And then Steffi wanted to see it, so I just pretend like I didn't see it, and just went to see it with her, because I was like, oh, I just want to see it, whatever. And I told her afterwards, she got so mad at me about it. Like, she, like I was deceiving her or something. I'm like, oh, you want to see the movie? I just went to fucking saw you again.
It's a movie. It's not
it was so weird to me. I'm like, what the fuck, relax.
I didn't fuck anybody while I was watching the movie. Just watch the movie.
You movie cheated.
I just wanted to see Bridges of Madison County, and you weren't available.
Cleans was so amazing.
That's good. I couldn't remember who was in it. That just sounds like a girly movie. Didn't he direct it? No.
I think he's directed in it too, isn't he?
And is Barbara Streisand in that?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Or is that Meryl Streep?
I think it's Meryl Streep.
Okay, I don't know what the Barbara Streisand one that I'm thinking of is. Regardless, solid joke.
Yes.
Take that to the finish line and dunk it.
Oh, is it Yentl?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay, yes.
My faves.
Yes.
I don't think we have a ton of shows coming back this season that we need to worry about, because CSI's done. And that was one of the ones we watched.
Yeah.
Mentalist has long been over.
Have you watched Fresh Off the Boat?
No.
Yeah, you should.
I've heard good things. The guy is funny on At Midnight when he's on.
The guy who played Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
And Doctor, I think it was Doctor.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Hey, who's good? Wait.
No, Jong-un.
Yeah, I was like...
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, I like Kim Jong-un in that movie. He was good.
Yeah. He was also in Scrubs. He was like the head of surgery or something like that, or like neurosurgery or something. Dr. Park, I think.
Never watched Scrubs.
That was another show.
Scrubs was good. And it was only...
Brie.
Brie was in two.
Yes. Yeah, in two.
Brie was in two. I was like, wait, what other show was Brie in? Brie's a successful actress and I'm not trying to hang out her coattails? Hey, we used to make out. Can you put me in?
I'm going back to Brie.
No, that's not what I mean.
Janelle, this is purely just, you know, career related.
Show business, babe.
Like, that doesn't make it better. Punch me in the nuts. Bah!
Yep. Like he likes.
What? Is she still violent? Yeah, you don't have to whisper. She knows. She's not going to come through the wall like Kool-Aid Man.
Boom!
Who said I was violent?
I heard that.
She's got two kids at home. She can't leave.
I'm not violent.
Wow. You okay there?
Wow. Did you rip something?
You shit your pants?
Good God.
That hurt a little. I'm not gonna lie.
You too old? That's a young man's game.
Fart like that's a young man's game. We ain't like that. Come on, man. We gotta relax. Just let it out. Don't hurt yourself.
God, I felt opposite sides of my asshole hitting each other.
Yikes.
Wait, your asshole or your ass cheeks?
The hole. I feel like the hole stings now.
No, it can't make it better. Then your beard really will have fecal matter in it.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Ew. No? That's a gross... fecal matter in your beard. No.
I don't know how you guys have beards. I didn't shave for a really long time, and I was like, oh, I should shave. I'm going to shave for the union. I don't want to shave twice in 1 week. And like, it was just long. It's just itchy. How do you get... It's just fucking itchy all the time.
First of all, it gets past the itchy.
Yeah, you get past the itchy.
But I had it for a long time. Like, it was... Like, when I was shaving, I'm like, fuck, these are some long hairs. No, it wasn't that long. But, like, these are some long hairs. And it's still itchy.
Moisturize?
Yeah, moisturize.
Because it does... It wicks away skin oil. So, like, yeah. Also, don't aggressively wash them. I mean, like, you know, rinse it and everything like that. But don't, like, you know, soap it and stuff like that.
I don't.
No?
I don't aggressively wash anything.
Yeah.
I very passively wash things.
Yeah. I just kind of do a little soap in the water and I just kind of just lay there.
When I use a wipe on the baby, I just fold it over and I wipe myself. And I'm like, good, now I've showered. I'm like, oh, I got a little baby poop on my nuts. Oh well.
You know what? That's okay. The next time I'm with the baby, I'll get it.
I'll just let it dry up and I'll scrape it off.
I got a toothpick. I'm picking my teeth with a toothpick and then I just pick down there with a toothpick. I'll
just put my thumb and just rub it.
Oh, that one's stubborn. Doesn't want to go.
Oh, this Klingon doesn't want... Ah, kaflak!
This Klingon is in the neutral zone. This is an act of war. Decloak!
Oh.
Now that is not nerdy, but dork geeky. I was saying when your three cohorts were talking, like, they were talking, like, computer shit, I was like, this is some nerd shit.
What's the definition between three?
Okay, nerd is smart.
Okay.
And obsessive. Geek is just obsessive, and dork is just socially awkward. And I think a geek also crosses over socially awkward, and so does nerd. This comedian has a pie chart of it, and he goes through it.
So a nerd.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's called nerdy comedy. Fuck. It's called something. I don't remember.
Hardwick's got a whole like. Theory about the difference between like nerd.
Fuck Hardwick.
Okay, fuck it.
That's right, I said it, Hardwick. What are you gonna do about it?
What about Paul Tompkins?
I don't want him to fuck you, Chris Hardwick. I still love you.
Paul Tompkins is the best. He hasn't been on at midnight in a while, and that's why I say fuck Chris Hardwick. Book
maybe,
better guess.
Maybe he's been busy.
Busy fucking Chris Hardwick.
Why do we hate Chris Hardwick?
I don't hate Chris Hardwick in the slightest. Okay. I watch At Midnight religiously. It's the only thing left on Comedy Central that I want to watch anymore.
So who wants to be on your show, Chris?
Shit. I would fuck Chris Hardwick if he would let him be on the show. I'd let him finish in my asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
For reals?
Finish up.
Shoot all up in there?
Why not?
What if he has AIDS?
They got pills for that now.
All right,
yeah,
so
Magic Johnson's been around for a long time.
What? Any STD or like was certain STDs? Like no.
What if anything burns or itches?
What if it burns or itches but it's curable?
Curable, okay. Curable is fine.
Okay, yeah. So no herpes.
No herpes.
No butt herpes.
But AIDS is okay because it doesn't.
You can die of old AIDS now. I can't remember whose joke that is, but they're like Magic Johnson's gonna die of old AIDS.
Was that Chris Rock?
Could it? Okay, good. That's a professional. I mean, that's a big name comedian.
They've got a it's not a cure, but like they've got like some sort of like AIDS vaccine thing. But like apparently it's not like keeps you from getting AIDS. Like apparently like they injected into I want to say it was still in like lab rat trials, like not even in monkey trials yet. But like their viral loads went to like nil.
Well, if it's nil, it's you effectively don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah, so they basically, like they call it a vaccine, but apparently, like, it teaches your body to just, like, fight off HIV.
Was it,
Or that's the hope.
Well, there's one guy in San Francisco, and I don't know what the current story is, but he didn't have it for a while, and I believe he got a bone marrow transplant for someone who was immune to, like for some people who have immunity to it, and that cured it. There's also a drug out now where if you don't have it and you take it, I think gay men use it a lot, and you can, like, if you get exposed to it, your chance of getting it is pretty low.
Yes.
I think, you know, I don't know how prevalent this is, but I think some men do it so they can still have unprotected sex but not have to worry about getting... Although, at this point, I mean, I guess you never really want it, but it seems like, you know, you have a pretty good chance of surviving for such a long time.
Still, yeah, I like imagine.
Stuff's expensive and...
Yeah, well, this is true. I don't know how much...
I don't know how much AIDS is covered by Obamacare.
I mean, you know, you can lose like all your toes to frostbite and get along just fine.
But doesn't mean you want to get. Doesn't mean you want to go out and hang out in snow.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I don't want to get AIDS, but like, there's other STDs I don't want to get either. I don't want to get herpes or whatever.
I don't syphilis, want to get gonorrhea. That's about all I know.
herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia.
Why are you closing your eyes and going? Hang on, remember my.
I get tested regularly, and so these are things that test for.
Oh, this shit, single people have to worry about.
Yeah, like you. Yeah, when you're married, you know.
I just have to test for babies.
Yeah, babies. You don't worry about these things. Like, does my dick feel funny?
Your dick feels funny? He pops out. Hey, everybody, what's the deal with vaginas? Am I right?
What's the deal with award shows? I don't get them.
See, and that's why it's great being married, because, you know, you never have sex with anybody. You just finish in the shower, high five yourself, and go take a nap.
Yep.
Yeah. Married people jokes. I'm making them.
Showers, I learned that long ago. Shower's not good though, because it kind of sticks to the side. You gotta make sure you get off.
Yeah, I've never been. I don't like standing up. I don't like standing up and whacking it, but sometimes, whatever I gotta do, I'll get it done.
Showers are relaxing though. You just aim for the.
I like to sit down and lay down. That's how I like to do it.
Well, you get dry yourself a nice warm bath, and then, you know, like. Play keep away from the water.
I was just like, wondering what, like, you do like a fountain show, like the Bellagio,
like a little eruption. How much force could you get?
It's like World of Color. It's just one color. White.
Stick a little food coloring thing in your pee hole before you do it.
Oh. I thought you could say an LED light or something. I got no strings to hold me down. I don't even know if that song's in there, but that was the first Disney song that I thought to whack to. Because I love
no strings
puppets.
On me.
That's a popular sound now.
Yeah. It is.
Fuck yeah. Is that from... That's from Inception.
Inception, yes.
Fucking Hans Zimmer.
The flight here. I was looking at the little movie things.
If I could say that they're like...
I was fucking Hans Zimmer.
I would like you to... We need you to take your seats. Blah! I'm going to go over the safety instructions. In case of a water landing, blah! Jesus.
Sir, will you stop that, please?
No, I thought that was playing over the plane.
Like, I thought it was just Andy going, blah!
Southwest is taking this seriously. Scaring the shit out of these kids. Anyway, on the flight here.
Yeah, lots of Marvel movies available, and I'm flipping through. See, Avengers Age of Ultron, I'm like, fuck yes, I am going to watch Avengers Age of Ultron again. $6. Fuck no. I am going to go back and watch the Edward Norton Hulk, because that shit is free.
Oh, okay. I will say, like, last time I looked, there's so many movies that are free.
Yeah, if I'm going to watch something that is going to be interrupted at regular intervals for the pilot
fuck
to come on...
They talk for fucking ever.
Oh, God, it's like... Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the no seating, the no smoking sign, and the no dicking sign, and the sit your ass down and buckle it up to your butthole sign, and whatever.
We're flying at 30,000.
He should stop flying Spirit Airways. That shit.
Like, and then
no,
like,
it's when they come, like the whole plane starts shuddering, and they're like, the captain's turn on the fasten seatbelt signs. We'd like everybody to go back. Well, we're probably going to be hitting turbulence for about another 20 minutes or so. And so just to be safe, we want everybody in their seats. And it's going to be some turbulence, so it'll just be a little bit bumpy, but nothing to worry about. Just some bumps, some turbulence. I'm like,
we get it.
Unless this is my first flight, A, I knew what the plane shaking meant. B, my seatbelt's already fucking buckled because the plane was shaking. And shut up!
Well, Well, the fortunate thing is they have to, because there's good, like, they don't, some guys are like, I know what to do.
And then, like, always, inadvertently, there's always like, bing, smiley nor, fast seatbelt light is still on, so please stay seated. Someone pops up, heads to the restroom. I'm like,
yep.
You did the exact opposite of what they said. It's like, I want to hit the call button. He's an idiot. Can you stop him from being an idiot, please?
I was once that guy, because my son was about to soil all of his clothes, front and back. And, like, he said, Daddy, I gotta go. I'm like, it is not a good time. Daddy, I gotta go. Okay.
I mean, they make allowances for kids, I assume.
Yeah, we were coming down. I'm like, it's in there or out here, so. They pushed the door open for me. Like, by all means. From their jump seat, it was, like, kind of kicked open with a toe. They're like, we're not getting up for this.
We're not gonna die, just because your kid needs to take shit.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think I told you guys about this before. I think it was even on a Tancast, but, the time when Drew was very, very small and he'd leaked. Like, he probably should have been out of training pants at that point. I think he was, like, 2. But he'd peed in them and, like, they had leaked, so, like, his clothes were soiled. So I was in there, like, changing and wiping everything down. I think some had gotten on me, so I was, like, splashing water on me, like, trying to get the pee out of my jeans. And then we hit turbulence while I'm in the bathroom with a toddler in those tiny little bathrooms. Turns out I'm so fucking big that I can wedge myself in and touch all walls all at once. So it's like, as soon as the thing, like, started to shake, I had him tucked underneath me like it was the fucking Heisman. Like, the other arm out, and, like, legs and knees, and I was just like, I'm one with the bathroom right now. My child is suspended right in the middle. I'm like, if some shit flies out, it's gonna get you, but other than that, you are safe.
It's like the Demolition Man when the car just fills up with foam when it crashes.
Oh, yeah. Andy's human, that was foam. Me. Yeah, the airplane bathroom filled up with Andy.
I bet that movie doesn't stand up.
Probably not.
We have not done Nostalgia Goggles.
We have not.
We talk about it every time. It's like, this could be a great idea. And then we don't do it. Then we get. Then we, like, we hang up the fun and we forget Tancast until we're about to record next time.
Did you enjoy that movie when it came out?
Demolition Man? Yeah, I remember fucking really liking that
movie. Yeah, me too. But the whole Taco Bell thing was a little weird.
Yeah.
Lots of it was. I mean, it's kind of farcical in a lot of different ways. I mean, the whole thing with, like, the three seashells where, like, they wouldn't explain it.
Yes.
Apparently, like, I don't know, it's just, like, some asshole on the internet. There's always some asshole on the internet.
Wait, what?
But somebody actually came up with an explanation of, like, how to use the three seashells.
Yes. Like, you use two of them to spread your butt cheeks apart and one to scrape the shit off or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're being stupid.
I mean, there's no good way to use three seashells to wipe your butt.
Oh, wait.
That's what they're like.
Oh. Wait, the three seashells weren't, they didn't have to do with sex, but they had sex in a weird way, though.
Yes, they had, like, virtual reality helmets sex. Or something.
Right, okay. I was confusing the two things.
Ah, yes.
And they would give you a ticket every time you swore, like a little thing on the wall would print out a ticket. So Stallone swore a bunch of times and wiped his ass with the tickets. Because he couldn't figure out any seashells.
But he knew how to get paper. Shit. I'll be back. There was a very short period of time when the new Terminator movie was coming out.
Which movie?
The new Terminator movie. Oh, so yeah. The way you guys were doing the saloon, it also sounded like Arnold doing his Waze, one of the celebrity voices that you could switch it to was Arnold doing the Terminator voice. So Drew never seen a Terminator movie, but he knows that Arnold Schwarzenegger says, "Get down!
Because get down! Say,
there's a hazard ahead! Get down!
Get down! Get to the chopper!"
No, what's Waze?
Oh, it's a mapping application.
You GPS. Yeah, map.
Oh, okay.
But, like, people, like, report when there's cops and when there's, like, shit in the road.
Speed traps, red light cameras.
Or no?
Maybe. Yeah. It's kind of like user crowdsource.
Yes.
So, like, anyone can, like, be driving along and be like, oh, but they could say, oh, there's a drunken checkpoint, you know, drunk checkpoint right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is it still available? You can get Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice?
No, the thing expired. Or, yeah, otherwise it would still be my voice. Right now it's Stephen Colbert.
So, wait, it's only a limited time?
Yeah, I guess it was like a promotion thing.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
So, like, once you download, you can't keep it?
No, not that one. Like, that, I think there's other voices, like, you know, in-app purchases or some shit like that you can go get. No, I think it's like TomTom or Garmin or something like that you can get Joan Rivers. If it was available on Waze, my wife would definitely make me get it.
Joan Rivers?
Yep.
Why?
Love Joan Rivers.
She's dead.
I know. You can't love somebody even though they're dead? You love your dad still, don't you?
No.
Touche.
No, once he was dead, he was dead to me.
Oh. That's true, though. He was dead to you and everyone.
That's one of those jokes where I was like, I saw it coming, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited to say this. I get to say this to my buddies, and they're going to smile at me like sunshine. It may be a little punchy because it is 2 o'clock.
Shall we wrap this up?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, how long have we been recording?
Well, 44 minutes.
Let's wrap it up.
Have, like, jobs and shit to get to. And,
I do.
Like,
I still have to edit the episode of Tancast that people are already hearing before they hear this one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just fart?
No, he rubbed something.
Oh, yeah, I'm just playing with the chair.
Oh, if I fart, I'll let you know. I'll be like, it's on the floor.
What much should you never trust today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Homeless guy's the one me to wear my 49ers jersey. Motherfucker, I would wear a Chargers jersey. Oh. Homeless guy better recognize.
I mean, I didn't understand what the fuck the homeless people were saying. So I'm like, ah,
step the game up, homeless people. Not today, homeless people.
Work on your diction, homeless people.
Remember, never trust a homeless person to not point at y'all. You love anal.
You can always trust that, Dad.
This week, I hate how much homeless people love my shirt. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Or just crazy old ladies.
This is true. Crazy old ladies in the mall.
She might have had a home, I don't know.
No, I think she probably did, because she was going into a fairly upscale store. So, she had a couple of nickels to rub together. Just no brain cells to rub together.
You don't know. She could have been a Mensa member.
Could've
just
been.
Really into bacon.
Maybe.
She told us about the bacon festival.
Like, I gotta... There's a... You gotta Google this. Bacon festival.
But then she didn't have follow-up details. I'm like, wait, is it around here? I don't know. Google it. I'm like, fucking, you brought it up. I wouldn't even be talking about it if it wasn't for you. Go fuck yourself. Google it.
How much traveling do I have to do?
Why don't you Google eat a bag of dicks and die? Oh. Mesquite flavor.
That'd be good. It's made of mosquitoes?
Yeah. You know.
Mesquite flavor? What's that?
It's made out of mesquite.
It's a bag of dicks. It all works together.
I know. Oh, I got it. Skeet, 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 skeet. Motherfucker.
Ah, skeet, 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 skeet. Oh, no, that's going to sound
good. Goddamn.
All right. Nailed it.
Yep. Turn it down for what?
What?